have at all. So it's kind of exciting. This is called All the New Enchantments, and it kind of speaks to those fairy tale ideas. That's the only way I knew castles growing up, is just as this kind of fantastic thing where there's lots of, you know, magic spells and things happening all the time. So I assume it's just the way it is around here. Lots of spells. All the new enchantments. Things get better, things get worse. Rescue happens just in time. New robes cloak the ancient curse. The older the evil, the richer the rhyme. Be careful the forces you summon in song. Everything listens here, more than it seems. Many paths homeward, so many wrong. Crowds of clouds gather and murders disperse. Many paths homeward, so many wrong. Everything watches here more than it seems, an apple or a rose where it doesn't belong. The older the evil, the richer the broth. Be careful the forces you summon in song. Old words wrapped in the new found cloth. Things get darker and things get lost. Only had a couple mistakes on it. So do you all know what a starter's gun is? It's like when you're racing, it's just, it looks like a gun, but it's actually capped off. And my dad had one when I was a kid, and he thought he would have it to protect us from burglars, which seemed like the worst idea of all time. It's like, you're gonna whip out this gun, they can't do anything. And you're just, yeah. Anyways, it's really not about that. But that's one of the images in the poem. Cocktails. I sit on your patio alone, my empty glass as heavy as a gun, my satin straps and masks not yet undone. Each guest shines with candlelight and wine, poised before the windows, drink in hand, balanced on your perfect baritone. This empty glass is just a timing gun, a heavy heart, all steel and no shot, that announces the anticipated start, says it's time at last to run, and takes the blame for blasting it apart. So heartbreak is really good for poetry.
It is.
So happiness, they say, I think it was Wendy Cope who said she had the choice between being happy or being a good writer. But I usually like to blame my hair if things go wrong in a relationship. And now I'm happily married. My hair is kind of boring, which is great. But in the past, I would always want to just dye it black or cut it really short or do something to change, because that's the only explanation I could come up with why things are so bad. So some things can be, this is called Terzinelle and Blonde, and it's a formal poem, so it uses a lot of repetition. Terzinelle and Blonde. Some things can be changed, not yesterday, and not your leaving me. I'll dye my hair. This blonde is too much yours for me today, too long and sentimental, unaware. The insistent if of blonde, and then, and not your leaving me. I'll dye my hair until it's black as yours, and then again, I'll dye until it's red or gray, to drown the insistent if of blonde, and then your words becoming tied to hers, the sound of lovers' voices, should be mine with yours. I'll die until it's red or gray to drown the echo of your whispers on my shoulders, to saturate the swish of my own heart, of lovers' voices, should be mine with yours, tangled up for days, not torn apart. Some things can be changed, not yesterday, not your leaving, not the hardest part. This blonde is too much yours for me today. So I just got two more. And looking around, do you ever have that feeling of seeing something that you used to really love, but you haven't had for like years, and suddenly you're like, you know, I used to have this one kind of breakfast every day for like a year, and it was my favorite thing. And then you're just like, when did I stop doing that? You know, there's all these habits we have. And one of my favorite restaurants went away, and I hadn't even noticed it was gone. And I felt weird about it. Anyway, this is called Homecoming. I'm gonna send this out to David's first wife, too. Homecoming. These branches, with their little fists of spring, were nothing but crusty bark, and before that, a gallows of mummified fruits. You can stay in one place your entire life, and it will fill with distance all on its own. The familiar arose, grows odd and misshapen. What was my favorite dinner 5 years back? And what was it my little dog did when he heard the key in the lock? The exact sound of his bark and my voice yelling quiet. So congratulations on your pride. Is it a week, a month? What do you do here? Isn't there a pride thing coming up?
Yes, 1 week, weekend, whatever, there's one.
Congratulations. And I'm happy to see it. So this is a poem about that. I personally, am a, whenever I'm angry, I turn to baking because it doesn't hurt anybody. This is called Furious Bread. The yeast wakes up faster than sour grass after the rain. I warm the old bowl on the pilot light as my grandmother did, scrape level the measure of flour using a knife's flat back. There is no end to stubborn in this world. Even flour fights like it would rather be grain again, recoils after every stretch, the dough thick and heavy as a lump of potter's clay. I push hard, throwing my weight behind each stroke, arms stiff, lifting on my toes, flatten, fold, turn, flatten, fold. The newspaper on the table shows a senator. Resolved, he says, one man, one woman, his God will not be swayed. I pound the kneading board. Knead until my wrists ache, my skin crusted with salt, slowly will yield, will suppleness. I round the dough to rest in the deep glazed bowl, wait for rising, baking, food for those who sit at my table.
Another big round of applause for David Starkey, Paul Willis, and Chris Yost.